to welcome everyone to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this beautiful February 10th, 2020. Jeff?
Hey, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
And let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, do I have a motion? I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Director Torrison and Director Garcia. Jeff?
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any motions, people?
I move we adopt it, the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do you have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. There is no presentation this evening. We're moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening, General Manager.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great.
It's all better now?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, General Manager. Just a couple of really quick things before we move on to the board matters items. The district is now, the doors are open again. Kind of passed through the Omicron variant, so we're back in operations. As you may know, February 16th will signal the time when masks are no longer required in public places for those who have been vaccinated, so we're easing closer and closer to some normalcy, and we're preparing for that. So we did have our teen program, the academy going, and our classes that have been operating on a limited basis. Also wanted to let the board know that Pacific Site Management, our contract maintenance folks, are aerating the parks, and they'll be fertilizing next and top-seeding those parks that, that need that. We may need to turn on the irrigation pretty soon because of the spring-like weather we've been having of late, but we'll keep an eye on that. The idea is that we were hoping that nature would provide enough irrigation through these months, and for some of our places where we don't have wells, we wouldn't incur any costs, but you know, it's important that we keep our parks looking clean and green, so we'll be considering that over the next few weeks. Lori, there are some things that she would like to update on programs and projects, so I'd like to turn it over to her now.
Thank you. Good evening, Lori. Thank
you, General Manager. Hi, I want to let you know I'm really excited the ADA compliant walkways are poured this week at the Ambrose Project. Things are looking great. The fencing will be added next week, and then they will be grading and leveling around there the following week. Once the project is completed, we'll be adding security gates to the restroom doors in that area. We're anticipating a grand opening celebration in April, as we will be opening the pool Memorial Day weekend. We are going to be opening Monday through Friday with aquatic lessons beginning on June 6th. And with the September 16th new guidelines, we've been meeting with the director of the basketball program and anticipating our basketball program to start probably late March, early April. And our show and karate classes will begin also in the spring. So things are starting to look normal, and we're real excited about it. And really excited about this summer as we have our Ambrose project to be completed, and it's looking fantastic. So I'm excited to share it with everybody.
Awesome. Thank you, Lori. Do we have any questions or comments for the general manager or Lori?
I do have a question. Now that we're easing up our opening to the public, are we looking at moving our board meetings in person?
Yeah, actually, that's going to be dictated by state legislation. They're going to, I think, rescind action by the legislature to begin having Brown Act compliant meetings. They've exempted those for quite some time to accommodate COVID, but I'm suspecting within the next meeting or two, we'll be back in person.
Yay. Thank you, General Manager. All right, good people, moving on. We don't have any legal counsel report tonight, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Jeff?
I have one that I received.
I would like to just say hello. My name is Deanne Van Kirk, and I plan to join your meetings every month. I'm looking forward to them. And that's all. I just wanted to say hello and introduce myself.
Welcome to our meeting.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too. Now, do we have any members of the other members of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
We do not.
Okay, I'm closing public communication and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call him again. Our first item up is consider authorizing the general manager to execute an agreement with Dave Bang Associates, Inc. of California for the design, purchase, and installation of playground equipment at Lynbrook and Anuta Park. Mr. General Manager.
Yes, at this time it would be appropriate for...
Right. I am recusing myself. I'm sorry about that. Myself and Director Lopez Garcia. Oh. She's on the call.
I think she is.
Yeah. Can you just text me, Jeff, when you're ready?
Okay. I'll text you to Director Lopez Garcia. Yep.
Thank you, Vice Chair, for taking over. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So let's move on to letter A. Mr. General Manager, please proceed.
Thank you. As the board is aware, the district was awarded top 68 grants, one under the competitive category, the other one in the per capita category. They've identified the amounts that are in the staff report. What we're trying to do is develop these projects as soon as we can, and the best way to do it is to hire a firm that can provide guidance from the initiation to the final grand opening of the project. We've interviewed a few vendors and found that Dave Bang Associates really did do an excellent job at conveying what they would do, and interlocking that with the vision of what the board and the community has expressed up to this time. The idea is that we bring on a vendor, and they take it from design, demolition, meeting with the public, getting ideas, bringing those ideas back for board approval, and then actually putting the shovels in and getting the project underway and completed. With us tonight, we have Anthony Kinniston, who will make a presentation. He's from Dave Bang & Associates. I just have to let you know that Anthony has been on both sides of the fence. He was a recreation professional working for a number of agencies. One was the Greater Vallejo Recreation District, an agency in which I worked in the past. So it's good to have his knowledge from two perspectives. One is as a user and one is a vendor. So with that, I would like to present Anthony to the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. I really appreciate that. And good evening, everybody. I want to be respectful of your time, but yeah, I have a small presentation I want to be able to present to you guys to kind of show us as a company, and also more importantly too, is some of the work I've already done as far as designing playgrounds. Local, as far as within your city, outside as well too, and also designing a couple playgrounds for Linwood and Azure as well too, Limbrook. So if there's a possible way to share my screen, Lori? I don't know who the host is. I don't know if there's a possible way I can share.
Jessica,
can we share that? Yeah,
let me look and see.
Jessica's working on that.
No worries. This all takes me back. I love it.
I'm still learning. Let me see.
I see it now. I'm able to share.
There you go.
Here we go. Perfect. Can you guys see that?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys see the screen, right? I want to make sure you don't see my Zoom call.
Yes, beautiful. We see it.
Okay. So again, looking at your guys' your wonderful city, your guys' websites, looking at your different flyers, catalogs, Facebook, and everything else, and being that even before this, I actually lived in Bay Point for 2 years before I moved over to Oakley. Loved it there, lived off of the Kapalua Bay Circle and the newer builds and stuff like that. So lived it, loved it, and everything else as well too. So I'd love to see that you guys are putting some stuff together for the playgrounds and for the future of the community as well too. So get into it. Besides seeing on the label, you guys are wondering, who is Dave Bang? What is Dave Bang? Okay. Dave Bang Associates has been around for 40 years. We've been in Southern California and Arizona establishing ourselves down in those regions, and we've been in Northern California now for 2 years. But it doesn't mean that our equipment hasn't been here. It's been developed in a lot of different areas within the Bay Area as well, too. So, again, Dave Bang Associates, around 40 years. You can see we're a one-stop shop for all the best brands. You know, we have a lot of different things, Play World, Berliner, Wabash, Americana, doggone it, parks. We do everything, anything and everything you think outside as far as outdoor amenities, we can do that. The only thing we can't do is splash pads. But everything else below the belt, we've got that. So with that, talking about company, as you know, how our company's been around, and you know, the biggest push we want to do here is show people that this is a community effort. We're here to assist you. And like what Doug was talking about earlier, I've seen both sides of it. People are like, oh my God, you went to the dark side. But no, I love parks. This is amazing. I mean, I love recreation, but getting an opportunity to work with a company like this, you know, I love the brand, I love what they stand for, and I love that we get a chance to work together with our customers. And again, we see everything from start to finish. Literally, we meet with you guys, we put some boards together, we have some community meetings, we take care of all that for you. All we need is, of course, the space. But again, we take that pressure off of you guys. We want to do the design. We want to do the demo. We want to do the install. We want to do everything. But again, this is your vision. This is, you think about it, this is your legacy. You know, you guys are going to build a playground here. So you only have someone's going to be here for quite some time. You can say, I had my hand in that. I had an opportunity to really get in there and do this stuff. And we, as a company, want to take all that stress away from you and do all this for you. So we talked about, again, purchasing made easy. So we have some purchasing contracts through CMAS, 1GPA, Sourcewell, and whatnot. And those are ways for us to save dollars when it comes to playground equipment, servicing, everything else as well, too. The only thing we can't discount, of course, is labor. But we have a lot of different opportunities we can look at to go into our playgrounds, go into our designs, and get in your guys' vision. And yes, and investing, too, is get more bang for our buck, no pun intended. But we really want to make sure that we get you guys what you want for what you have as well, too, and be respectful of the budget. Outside as well, too, we put a lot of thought process into our planning. We just don't slap metal and post together and say, oh, here you go, just get this out of here. We really want you to get the vision you want. It could have been a playground or something you've seen that you were inspired one time before, and like, I want to see that. Let's do it. It's all doable. You know, again, respectful within the budget as well, too, but we can build a playground of your dreams and make this stuff happen because we know the benefits are the community. They're going to love every little thing that we do. Any little upgrade you guys make there in Bay Point, it's going to be loved for sure. And again, we can configure, we can add different styles, we can do a lot of different things. As you can see, the playgrounds that we used to play on are not the same anymore. So we like to be able to challenge our children, both mentally and physically as well, too. And you'll see that in our designs. We just want to make sure that eventually a child will get to a certain point where they're getting bored of it. Okay, wait, we have another side of that playground. We have more stuff that you can jump, push, pull, whatever, to really, again, make a playground for everybody, for that community as well. And again, we talked about everything outdoors. We have everything you guys will need to make this playground come together. And looking at Lynbrook and looking at Azure Park, there's a lot of opportunity there for some open space to either create picnic atmospheres or there's barbecue grills or whatnot. Because I know that once these playgrounds are built, people are going to want to come out there. People are going to want to celebrate birthdays and have celebrations and whatnot. They want to stay out there and live out there. Not live out there. We don't want that. But they're going to want to enjoy everything. And you guys are going to set that one-stop shop for them to come out and enjoy the community by allowing this playground. And again, as you can see, we provide shade. We do everything. We work with the light signal, I hate to say it, the Los Angeles Chargers, and building a playground in their facility as well as in their stadium. So you can see, we're all over the state. We have a lot of fun things that we're able to do. So again, that's who Dave Bang is. You know, again, we provide a lot of opportunity and a lot of assistance along the way. So again, we talked about looking at, Anuta Park and Lynbrook. So again, building that and looking at there. So when I went out there, I had an opportunity to see you guys are providing some elements for our kids, for sure. I know talking to Doug, we want to get away from the engineered wood fiber. It's not as, I would say, you know, only safe for some of the kids with the impact and critical fall height. A lot of this stuff switches and changes, just like sand. So a lot of times you see the injured wood fiber leaving the space and, you know, basically dropping the height of the critical fall height, and, you know, it could be issue or safety issues down the road for our kids. Looking again, the area, the community, the homes that are around this playground, this park, and the opportunity, and again, with the walking distance, amazing. It's on prime road there on Willow Pass Road as well, too. So building something there is really going to pop and really going to stand out. Looking again at what we have here, again, engineered wood fiber, some basic playground. We definitely have some components there for sure, but there's so much more we can do, so much opportunity. So again, looking at this space, I decided, okay, what can I do to bring this up? How can I make this, you know, because right now, this play structure is supposed to serve both 2 to 5 and 5 to 12, because the only thing you have in the other area is a swing set. And the swings are fun. We can definitely do that, but swings should definitely be a component and not maybe take up the whole entire space. So when I was out there and looking at some of the stuff, these are some of the components I looked at and figured, okay, you know what? One thing I definitely don't see out there, and it's rare, it gets, you know, crazy hot, but I don't see any shade. So how are we protecting our children out there? Well, one of the opportunities we have here is add integrated shade into our play structures. And it can be for any design. It's not just this one alone. So we can design a lot of fun things and have integrated shade on the playground, protect our not only our children, you know, and the playing out there, but our investment as well, too. We want to get as much life as this as possible. So again, this is one of the designs I was able to come up with a concept that's something to kind of blend natural with the background. So again, we have the option of making this very bright colored and draw attention, which some people like that. And I also look at it maybe just kind of blending it in, so it's not so much an eyesore. It kind of blends in with the environment itself out there. So again, we have a lot of fun equipment pieces. This is one of my favorites. I always want to talk about. It's called the Cozy Cocoon, where a child, maybe even two, can kind of get away from the world, can lock in. This thing spins and turns. You can get a good book in there, or if you just want to have yourself and your thoughts and whatnot, this is one of my favorite pieces. I always try to make sure I put it out there. I love it. So again, this is going back to that concept design there. And again, colors, not an issue, but this is a lot of fun putting it together for you guys. So another side of that as well, too, I looked at, all right, let's go dinosaur. Let's go Jurassic with it. So another design I came up with is this structure you see in front of you, where you see a lot of natural, again, tones, and but you see a lot of play. And as you can see, too, I was able to have transparent steps from one play structure right here by using the dinosaur bones and linking it to this one as well, too. So getting more equipment in that space as much as I can possible. But again, making it fun, and you still have openness here. And I know transparency is huge, so I try to stay away from the tube slides. I know sometimes homeless can be an issue, or people are hiding things in there, or hiding themselves in there, or whatnot. So I want to make things as open and clear as possible. So from the street, you can definitely see either, you know, yourselves or Petro PD or anybody can see if there's anything that's not going on out there within that as well, too, within open space. So again, kind of more close-ups. Again, having fun. You can see the designs are quite different. And we have so much more I can work with Lori on and getting your guys' input and getting the community's input as well, too, which I think is huge. You want buy-in. You want to make sure. But I know having 1,000 designs isn't going to work out. But we can definitely pinpoint and get some good maybe 4 or 5 designs and let the community kind of pick. And then we can go customize, you know, from there if we have to. So, again, looking at the opportunity here, looking at the space, I was able to fit as much as I can possible there. And again, a lot of play components. There's definitely the slides. And in this structure, it's ages 2 to 12. So it answers that need. And then we can still keep that other section for swing, but also put some standard swings or accessible swings, which is for any children with a disability. It kind of locks them in place and whatnot and provides them that safety harness and all of parents as well, too, to take their kids to there. So, again, going from this, I really want to have fun. I really want to add, you know, this to it. So going back, let's look at Lynbrook. So again, looking at Lynbrook, it was a big space. You guys have a lot of play out there. It's just a lot of it's not really upgraded. And again, too, the engineered wood fiber, which is the wood chips you see here, as you can see, the levels, they come and go just because they're dragged out by people, either it's in their shoes or they're playing, trying to get a castle out of the wood somewhere else or whatever the case is. But the big issue a lot with the surfacing here is that it literally is always not in compliance because the surfaces always changes. But again, looking at this, a lot of avenue, a lot of venture to play. So when I had fun designing this one, again, just came kind of natural to it as well, too. So again, no swings here, but that's not an issue. We can look at possibly adding swings here as well, too. Again, looking at the footprint of the park, a lot of open space. So again, some concepts we came up with, some a little fun, a little funky. Again, climbing is the biggest push I want to hear. This is, again, can be integrated shade. Those shade tops you see there can get even bigger, so we can provide more shade for the kids. Because out there at Lynbrook, a lot of the shade is along the tree line near the house. It's not so much in the playground equipment. So we want to definitely keep that in mind. Again, some of the colors you see have changed from the natural palette to more of the blues and the greens and the grays and teals and stuff like that as well, too. So bringing some different colors to it. Offset of that as well, too, I brought in a wood play. This is Earthscape, and this is called a junior tower. So on this is a lot of natural wood play, again, which is taken off here in California. If you've ever been to Chinatown, San Francisco, there's a park called Willy Woo Woo Park. That whole entire structure is Earthscape. It's all wood. And again, the longevity of this playground, people are like, oh, isn't wood going to rot? And this and that. No, the wood that they make and they really treat it with, it's, you know, a lot of stuff can go between 40 to 80 years as far as playground structure because of the texture of the wood and the way the wood's treated. And again, this wood is coming from Canada. So I'm going to have more information about that. As you can see, Cozy Cocoon, we have music components. We have a lot of, you know, different things. I know music can kind of may steer some community people wrong because they don't want the noises, you know, definitely at night and whatnot, but we have some softer tone music with the drums and whatnot, not so much the chimes, but we have options as far as music goes. So again, the wood component, looking at that, and again, another thing we looked at, just basic outdoor amenities. We got water fountains. We looked at, you know, home domes. This is a Unity Dome right here as well, too. We can mix the metal with the wood. And one big thing I wanted to throw in there, too, is hand sanitation stations. I know we're coming out of this, but one of the things I like to always do, too, is include these in my parks for free. And again, I know it's just your crew going in there with hand sanitizers all the time, throughout the years, whatever, and just filling it up. But this is always one thing I always want to make sure, again, because I know coming out of it, people are going to say, oh, you know, it's safe, it's, you know, no mask, but people are still going to be a little cautious and whatnot. So as you can see, these are surface tops. So if it gets to a point, you're like, you know what, we're done. You know, we're going to rip these out. These will not go on the playground. They'll go outside the playground. Then again, benches and everything else. I want to redo that whole entire space. So again, you guys know the community. You guys know the neighborhood. There's a lot of people who use that there. When I was out there, this open field was definitely in use. And there's definitely some kids over here as well, too. You can tell, though, they've climbed it 1,000 times, and they're getting to a place where, like, all right, I need something else to do. So that's you know, again, I want to get more detailed. My installers that I use are based out of Vallejo. They're called Community Playgrounds. They've done a lot of these jobs. This is the Willy Woohoo Park in San Francisco. So you can see a lot of the wood. So they did a lot of that. They do a lot of my basic installs. So the fact that they are local as far as Vallejo goes, the crew will be on site. Job will get done as quickly as possible. I've seen jobs that they've done, especially in a situation like your guys's, wrap up in 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks. You know, so we can work one playground at a time or have a whole team come out. This is Top Turf. These are the guys who do my surfacing. As you can see, we can get crazy with the play structure, but we can also have some fun with the surfacing as well, too. So we can design, we can have a logo, we can have different kind of things. If we go with a space theme or a pirate theme, we can tie a treasure chest and a map, you know, tracing the kid and where to go. Really, it's a lot of fun. It's really up to you guys. And then finally here, Play World, they just had a huge sale on a lot of play equipment. So a lot of our stuff here. So price, I know for sure we're going to be able to find something that's going to fit within the budget and make sure we have enough money to cover surfacing, demo, install, and everything else as well, too. I'm huge, and that's close to what Doug was saying. Being on both ends of it, I know how important it is to stay to a budget, and I understand your fiscal year and get things in and sticking to it, the budget and the quote as closely as possible without having any changes and stuff like that. So I definitely get that, and I get the process. So I appreciate you guys' time. If you have any questions, I don't know if you have time if I can answer them, but please let me know.
Thank you, Mr. Kenneth. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your presentation. I think we should go to the public. Do we have anyone from the public who would like to comment or has any questions?
I did receive a public comment by email.
Okay.
So I'll read it. It says, good evening, Ambrose Park Board, General Manager and Staff. My name is Deborah Polk, proud ECRG member and property owner in Bay Point. I am thrilled to support the proposed upgrades to Lynbrook Park and Anuta Park. This is a major accomplishment for this community. As you know, ECRG values safe and healthy communities for all children, and improving the park will only enhance the park experience for children and families. I look forward to working together to involve community in making Lynbrook and Anuta Parks the best they can be. I am hopeful that when possible, we can all celebrate the improvements with the community and the Ambrose Park Board. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jess.
Mm-hmm. And I believe
we
that
have
was...
Any other... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I believe that was the only person. I don't see any hands raised.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jess. Now I bring it back to the board. Director Garcia, do you have any questions, comments?
No comments and no questions. Thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
Okay. Director Torres, do you have any comments or questions?
Thank you. Director Torlakson. First and foremost, I really appreciate the presentation. It's very exciting to see the possibilities that our park district has with some of these designs. Some of these designs look really fun, and especially, you know, the ideas of like incorporating dinosaurs and pirates and so forth. It's really exciting to see these type of ideas being presented to us. So, you know, I really just want to appreciate you coming here tonight to explain a little bit more about Dave Bang Associates and what type of projects y'all have done in the past. And definitely looking forward to seeing more designs and also just having the opportunity for our community to be involved in picking those designs. Very, very impressive work, I must say, especially the work that I saw at Dodger Stadium as a Dodger fan. Yeah. As a Dodger fan, I appreciate that. So thank you for making the stadium more beautiful. So I guess my one question would be to our general manager, and I'm not sure if you could answer this at this moment, but and also maybe you, Anthony, but you mentioned a community process, and I definitely would love the community to be involved in selecting a design for these parks. What is that timeline? What would that timeline look like? And is that something that we could realistically see happen right before we move forward with the design that we pick?
Yeah, I think through the process, we will be working with Anthony and getting some initial designs based on the comments that we've had from the public in the past meetings. But essentially, we'll be engaging with the community at the locations, and that'll be part of the process. So we'll come rather early on, so we can get some information and direction from the community. At that point, we'll be able to formulate some plans to present to the community and the board at a board meeting. So, and it just depending on what the meetings, the nature of the meetings are like, and people are there and they feel pretty satisfied with the input they've been able to provide. And we've, of course, invited all those people to attend the board meeting and make any comments at that point. But to your question, it'll come early, and hopefully we can get this going within the next couple of months.
Okay, thank you. And also, Anthony, you mentioned obviously we don't want to go through thousands of designs. So would the idea be to like maybe bring forward like 10 designs or 5 designs, and then like we let the community decide what, you know, from those 5 designs or 10 designs?
Exactly, the stores. I mean, my goal in here is, 10, 20, yeah, we'll get a little crazy. But yeah, if we were able to look at 5 or 6 designs per playground, per park, and let the community kind of come in. Again, going off past notes, like Doug said, kind of what the community is looking for, what are some concerns that you guys have as well, too. Because I know some people don't want to see swings. They don't want to see monkey bars. You know, so you guys definitely have your do's and don'ts, the things that you do want to see out there, things you don't. So once we're able to get that, and then again, I've already started designs, as you can see, I'm going to be able to, you know, coordinate and be able to, with Doug and Lori, and be able to put these things together and come up with 5 presentations. So again, I'll have them back and forth with Doug and Lori. He's like, is this it? Okay, great, let's change. Okay, perfect. Never mind, here we go. And then I'll have a final 5 per site, and we can vote on those.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the clarity. And again, I appreciate the designs that were, or the ideas that were presented today. And I especially appreciated the shade.
Yes.
Concept, because I know that was something that was brought up a lot in Lynbrook and also at Nuda Park about like the lack of shade. So thank
you. Very aware. Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Okay, I yield my time. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torres. And as for me, I also appreciate the shade. I go to Anuda and it really needs a lot of shade over there. I also appreciate your idea of having hand sanitizers, even with or without pandemics, we need those.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you giving us all these options at this time, and looking forward to your presentation of those new designs that are coming in. So at this point, I'd like to ask our directors if they have a motion. Do you have a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to approve the project, the contract with Dave Bain Associates.
I think the motion is to authorize
authorize the general manager. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. I'd like to make a motion to authorize the general manager to move forward with Dave Bain Associates.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
For the record, Madam Chair, just go ahead and read the recommendation on there, just authorizing the general manager to execute an agreement, blah, 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 and so we can have that in the record.
Okay, I will read the whole motion. To authorize the general manager to execute an agreement with Dave Bang Associates, Incorporated of California, for the design, purchase, and installation of playground equipment at Lynbrook and Anuda Park. That is the motion.
So we have a motion from Director Torres.
I'll second the motion.
We have a second from Director Garcia. Please, Jessica, go on with the vote.
Yes, Director Torres.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye. And because Director Trina Hudson, and Director Lopez Garcia could not vote, but we have three votes, the motion passes. Thank you very much, Mr. Keniston.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. I can't wait. I'm so excited. So excited.
So are we. So, hello, we can text our Madam Chair to come in.
Yes, I'll let her know right now.
Okay. Yes, are you also texting Lupe?
Yes.
Or is anyone that... Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. It looks like we have another speaker.
This is for which we've already closed this this board matter, so we're not accepting comments at this time. But thank you.
Hello?
Is that Eva?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I just, so quiet. I was wondering if something happened.
We're still here. We're waiting for our board chair and Director Lupe Lopez Garcia to come in. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Trina. I'm just waiting for Lupe.
Okay. I hope I didn't interrupt you. I just didn't.
No, you're fine.
No, we're waiting for you, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We were just waiting for you and Director Lopez Garcia to join us. We're now on Board Matters B.
Yes. You'll let me know when Director Garcia, Lopez Garcia, joins us?
Yes.
Hey, Doug?
Yes.
Is it okay if I know what the result of 8A was?
Yeah, certainly. The board voted 3-0 to execute an agreement with Dave Bay Associates.
Okay.
It was a
sorry?
It was a unanimous vote.
Okay. It took so long, I thought maybe okay, good.
We had a presentation, so that's why it took long.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Director Lopez Garcia is on the line.
I'm sorry, what was that, Jeff?
Director Lopez Garcia is on the line.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Moving on. We are moving on to considering approving the proposed fiscal year 2021-2022 budget adjustment. Do I have any members of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time?
We do not.
Okay, I'm closing it to the public. I'm bringing it back up to the board. And Jeff, are you taking it away, or?
I think, Doug, did you want to go over your staff report, or?
I can't hear him.
There you go. I'm clicking the wrong way. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is General Jeff Schooltakers, but I just wanted to make some introductory comments. This is our mid-budget review. We do it annually. As you know, the budget that we set for the fiscal year beginning July 1 is our best guess. It's based on past performances and future challenges and opportunities. And you notice that the last couple of years, we've been affected by COVID, which has influenced our budget. If you notice in the staff report, I've highlighted some of the things that were significant, one of which is the Teen Center. If you remember in the past, this program was funded by the county. The board decided to go ahead and fund the first 6 months of this program in hopes that we would find some grant funding. And we've been successful at doing that in the past. This year we have not, so we're asking the board to support the program for the entire year. As they did, I think, a couple of years ago. We'll probably keep doing this as a strategy until we decide that there may be another alternative. But again, what the board would like to do is to take a look at you know, other funding opportunities for the second half of the year. But this year, because of a number of factors, we're asking the board to fund that remaining 6 months with general fund money. Our property tax, it's good news. As it indicates in the staff report, real estate market still continues to be strong, and we're getting an additional $80,000, which offsets the loss of our revenue from COVID, which will mirror last year's loss of about $30,000. So it's kind of a good news, bad news situation there. And then lastly, I mentioned to the board that park security at the project, Ambrose Park restroom project, we had to secure that site to ensure that the project could be completed and could be completed in a timely manner. With that, Jessica does have some notes that she'd like to go over with the board, and she'd be happy to answer any questions at the presentation.
Yes.
Thank you, General Manager. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, so we'll start with income. As he mentioned, after receiving the first half of the property taxes this year, I was able to add $80,000 to the budget. Recreation, so we were slowly opening. Our recreation programs were minimal because of COVID-19, but we have been able to offer a couple camps and fitness classes. $3,280 of that budget is from a Kaiser grant. For Ambrose Pool, we received a $10,000 LMCHD grant, which will go towards free swim lessons. We received two color grants this year, one for our senior lunch program and one for holiday celebrations. At Teen Center, the board approved $43,800 in funds from reserve to cover the first half of the fiscal year, now requesting $30,500 to help with wages for the second half. Youth Services, we will be using the remaining grant funds to help with Teen Center expenses, so program supplies, things like that. Bay Point Youth Academy, San Francisco Foundation awarded us with a $40,000 grant for the academy this year. Moving to expenses. Under general fund wages and benefits, so for the administrative assistant, I had to add on to this because this included Ms. Giles' payout. Recreation coordinator. So since the pool did not have a normal year, the pool manager was working as more of a recreation coordinator, working on recreation programs. Medical insurance. We added new eligible staff members and dependents for the second half of the year. Under administrative expenses, as he mentioned, the security guards. Oh, sorry. Now this is for rentals. So we have been using staff for most rentals instead of having a third party come in. Save some money there. Recreation expenses. So class instructors, we've solely been able to offer a few classes, but due to COVID-19, programs have been minimal. So, and our instructors take home 70% of what they bring in. For maintenance expenses assessment, Ambrose Park alarm security. So that is $42,000 of that was for security patrol for the Ambrose Park project while construction was going on. For community center,
how much of that did you think of?
$42,000.
Wow, that's just for the during the
right
the project. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly. That's a lot. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the first community center building repairs, we have had to repair our storefront doors a few times with broken glass. So I had to raise that a little bit. Pest control.
Yeah.
Where am I? We had to switch it to a new company due to prior company no longer servicing the area. So it's going to be a little bit more with our new company, Terminex. For vehicle repairs, the Ford F-150 needed new brakes, shocks, and all vehicles needed new tires. So that's a little more, add a little more to that. For neighborhood parks, I added to both Boger and Tradewind's budget in comparison to last year. The majority of expenses for the parks is water usage. For grants and reimbursement programs, as stated before, for the teen center, we are requesting another $30,500 to help with the second half of wages. Youth Services will be using remaining grant funds to help with teen center expenses. So it's a Youth Services grant that we received from Koshland. Bay Point Youth Academy, the San Francisco Foundation awarded us with $40,000 for the academy. LMCHD, and that is for the $10,000 grant, which will go towards free swim lessons. Kaiser, again, we were able to carry over the remaining balance for our Kaiser grant this year, which had a balance of $3,280 for youth sports programs. And then for Keller, the two Keller grants we received this year was one for senior lunch program and one for holiday celebrations, both in the amount of $4,999. And that is it. Any questions?
Before I move on, how about you, Director Trollison? Do you have any questions for Jeff?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. For the Bay Point Youth Academy, is that grant for this year, and when is it supposed to start and end? Or are we able to carry it over to the next year if we're not able to start that academy?
Usually they do let it roll over, but it's up to us to ask if we are able to. Because of COVID-19, they've been able to let us do that, but not sure what they will do this year. It's usually fiscal year, so it would end June.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Another question on the expenses for the neighborhood parks. I see you've made it twice the amount. Are you expecting the increase in water rates for those parks?
Well, because I was comparing to last year, and it looks like the year before that it was also that high. So I'm just making it equal to last year.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is a question for the general manager, basically. Are there any prospects right now that we are looking to ask for funding or grants for the teen center? Have you already started looking for potential foundations or prospects that we could find the funds to go to the teen center?
Yeah, we're always keeping our eyes open for opportunities for that. Of course, we always stay in terms with the San Francisco Foundation and hope that they'll help us out. They've been really good about that. We're also looking, Randy's also always looking for other opportunities through private partnerships. So, we've kind of gone around with this in the past, looking for opportunities. We're limited in what we can do as a public agency, but nevertheless, our outreach continues in hopes that we'll be able to do something either through a county grant, a state grant, a federal grant, or with private industry.
Thank you. Thank you, General Manager. And thank you, Jessica, for all your work on this, very detailed work. Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those are my, yield my time.
Director Torres, do you have any comments or questions for Jessica, the General Manager?
No questions. I just appreciate the work put on the budget for this year, so thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Director Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for Jessica, the General Manager?
Oh, just thank you to both of you.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for Jessica?
Yes, I would like to thank both of you for doing such an outstanding job. Both Jessica and our General Manager, fantastic. Thank you so much. It's so well appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Doug, thank you so much. All right, moving on. We're not moving on.
I think we have motion. Madam Chair.
Thank you. Yes.
I move we approve the proposed fiscal year 2021-2022 budget adjustment.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right. No public hearing, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. All right, Director Torlakson, do you have anything for us?
The president of the Bay Point Gardens Club, we are working with Jasmine Cisneros of the Community Garden and also with Lori. We are going to have a plant and white elephant sale on April 9. So this is basically 2 months from now at the community garden. So this will include plants and other garden material stuff, and all the proceeds will go to the garden club. That is actually the fiscal sponsor of the Little Sprouts Academy. This is a fundraiser to have a seed money for the Little Sprouts Academy. So I wanted to invite all of you to that event. It will be Saturday, April 9, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I hope all of you can attend. That's it.
Director Torlakson, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Who's providing the items for the white elephant? Can community members donate stuff to people, or how are you doing that?
We actually have an event coordinator for the Bay Point Garden Club. Our members are bringing some gardening tools, some plants and all that. But if you would like to donate, because, everything that will be sold will be donated. There's nothing, no seller is getting any money. You will be happy. We're welcome. We welcome any donations. We can give you the contact information for Di Wynn Busby, who is our event.
Oh, yeah.
And phone number as well. Lori has that information as well as Doug.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Director Torres.
Welcome.
Okay. Director Garcia, do you have any comments?
No comments. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Director Torres.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this moment, I don't have any comments and or questions or anything like that. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Lopez Garcia, how about you?
Hello, Chair. No, I don't have any questions. I just think everybody's doing a fantastic job. Kudos to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. And I wanted to, I want to thank my vice chair for always being so willing to help out when I needed her to, and also to, you're so great about forming the, when we need to create a motion. I've been meaning to say that for months. Thank you, Director Tolson. I really appreciate it. And of course, to staff. Yeah, you're so awesome to work with, Director Tolson. I really appreciate it. And thank you, everybody. I'm glad that I was able to finish the meeting before my dogs went ape over the knock on the door. So, everyone, do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, folks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for the comments on the... Yeah, I appreciate you, Director Torrickson, so much. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.